It's Andy. I'm Jeff. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan, making sure everything runs as close to properly as we ever do here. And Anthony Allant will be taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. We talked yesterday, I believe, George Kittle, 49ers tight end, crashing an NFL Network interview with his teammate Fred Warner to complain, tongue-in-cheek, but not completely, about the NFL sending out a memo banning smelling salts. Done. Can't do it. No longer allowed to use smelling salts on the sidelines during a game. That was the deal. That's what it said. And the reason why the league said the smelling salts could mask the symptoms of a concussion, which I thought, okay, well, the concussion thing is more important. I get that. Mm-hmm. I understand. However, yesterday, after George did his whole thing, the NFL Players Association sent a memo out to players saying that the ban that the league informed the teams about on Tuesday only prohibits, and they call it a ban, only prohibits team employees from distributing smelling salts and other ammonia inhalants during game and pregame
AIs,
activities.
Man. AIs, that's what it's all about.
Ammonia inhalants?
They're called AIs, too, yeah.
I thought that was
that's what the
artificial
league called
intelligence.
No, that's what the league called them.
Well, they're no longer banned. They were banned for like, 12 hours from pregame activities, games, and halftimes.
I'm just saying.
Or locker rooms, anything.
We need Kittle to negotiate for us.
But you know what this puts us in now, Andy?
BYOSS, right?
Hey, dude, you got any salts? I need my salts.
How about some pepper?
You got some paprika? Give me some salts right now. I need ammonia. Pass that Windex. Let's go. I mean, you're gonna have smelling salts guys. Who's your smelling salts guy? I got one. I got a guy. Team trainer can't give him to me, but I got a guy. He's sitting over in section 117. He can get him down here.
Anybody got any cayenne pepper?
We can wrap it in a hot dog.
How about some garlic herb?
We can get it down here on the field. I got my smelling salts guy.
Is that organic you got over there? Huh? Got some organic
stuff?
Isn't
that kind of weird? What's the difference? Team, it's liability, I'm sure.
Some chili powder, man.
Team personnel
cannot hand out. Apple pie spice? You're feeling a little spicy.
Team personnel cannot hand out smelling salts. Cannot hand out
so take ammonia. The liability. I don't have a problem with it. They took the liability away from the teams. But you can bring your own. Yeah, bring your own smelling salts. Whatever.
You can bring your own. So what are the players going to do? They're going to go out and buy them and bring them and use them that way?
Bring salt all you want.
Apparently Kittle is.
Smell it in the third quarter. Put it on your fries after the game. It's all good.
But he's got to make sure the team personnel apparently doesn't give it to him.
It's all right. They just take it out of the first aid kit. That's all they're doing.
Well, it's not in the first aid kit. It's not allowed to be there.
Well, don't you think that's where they would pack it?
Andy, they just said team personnel is not allowed to give it out.
I know what
I'm
saying.
If it's in a team container, I would think that's a problem.
Well,
I would think you're smuggling it in your socks.
Don't you think you don't have to smuggle it in? They're not telling you you have to smuggle it in. What they're saying is the team is not providing smelling salts. End of story.
So you've got to get your own salts guy. Everybody needs a good salts guy.
Does it come with a trench coat?
I don't think it does.
Okay.
But you need a salts guy.
I think it's weird that they about faced on it or
quickly.
Did they know it was written this way? Or by the way, did they not have a
quickly.
Jeff Phelps escape route to get out of the conversation?
I don't know.
You know that's trademark now too.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's good to know.
Leave just a little bit so that you can escape and you're good to go. That's called a Phelps.
Is it really?
Yeah, I just made it up. Would you agree with that, Dan?
I have no idea what that means.
That sometimes you'll say stuff and you sound like you're going all the way. But you put a limiter on your sentence to give you an out.
You know why, Andy? Very few things are completely 100%
absolutely,
in sports.
Yes. Two things. There's zero and 100%.
Wins and losses.
No, trades. They're either on or off. Is that trade done? No. Okay. Is that trade done? Yes, that's it. There's no in between. Don't ask what's the percentage of this trade happening because there isn't. There's zero. And 100. That's it. Boom.
Guy who's been on our show numerous times is Eric Edholm from NFL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's smart. Eric has been a great guest for us. I'll bet he's been on 10 times over the years. And
he's in the 10-time club.
He writes for NFL.com, and he puts out power rankings, and he updates them.
On smelling salts?
His power rankings released 2 days ago, so Tuesday. He put out new power rankings. The headline, which teams are rising, which teams are falling, entering preseason week one. The number one team in the league, according to Eric, is the Philadelphia Eagles, who the Browns will be practicing against and then playing coming up next week. Number two is Baltimore. Number three is Kansas City. Number four is Buffalo. Five is Detroit. This all sounds pretty legit. Those are the top five teams. And if you're wondering where the Browns are, you got to scroll a little bit. Then you have to scroll a little bit more, get past the Bengals at number 12.
Why don't you just take it to the bottom first and then
work
your way up?
Holmes power rankings. You got to get past Pittsburgh at number 16. And you just keep going. So there's the division. Dallas is down at number 20. You keep going. Jacksonville. Browns have their pick next year. Number 23.
Surprised you wasted your time doing this, looking through all the other teams up
Travis
top.
Travis Hunter going to play both sides of the ball in the first preseason game.
That's going to be
New
fun.
York Jets, New York Jets aren't good. They're 29th. Giants are 30th. Saints are awful. They're 31st. Eric Edholm has the Browns in the power rankings. You're not going to like this, Browns.
Above
fans.
Kent State or below Kent State? By the way, is a brutal schedule,
dead
too.
Dead last. 32nd in the NFL right now. And I want to touch on some of the things he said.
Should we do a group sigh?
Three, yes. Two, one.
He writes a real dandy little summation. He says, hard to say it's been a banner camp for the Browns. He mentions Quinshon Judkins. He mentions Pickett getting hurt. And he called it the four quarterback jamboree.
Yep, we're having jamboree.
Then he mentions Martin Emerson's Achilles. And then he says, hard to know how the quarterback battle will end up as neither Dylan Gabriel nor Shedeur Sanders yet been able to make a big move. He's right about that.
Trending appropriately.
And then he looks at what I've looked at forever. Says there are questions about running back and wide receiver rotations, just how many weapons will be at quarterback disposal after Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku. He says defensively, Browns could be competitive, but the unit has to be a lot better than it was last season. Just too much up in the air for this team right now to believe good things are imminent on the horizon.
Do yourself a favor. When you're looking at these lists, go straight to the bottom. Keep your eyes closed. And then you see words, but you hopefully don't see what team it is. Open your eyes. And if the Browns aren't 32 or 31, then it's a win. It's where we are right now.
Is that where we are?
Yeah, it's where we are. Like you said, there's a power list out. I went to the power list. Boom, I just go right to the bottom now. I want to see who's...
You kind of ruined the drama that I was setting up, but that's okay.
I didn't feel the drama. That was the problem. And I also think that most Browns fans know that anyone who's looking at this team right now knows that you should probably look at the bottom first and work your way up.
Should you look at the bottom?
Absolutely, you should be looking. They were a three-win team last year.
Saints weren't any good.
They were a three-win team.
Browns have better quarterbacks than the Saints.
Judkins getting in trouble didn't help. That was probably the difference.
Really nitpicking on being 32nd compared to 31st?
No, it's 31. No. 31 to 32.
Is
yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Really where we are?
Yes.
You're sitting there going, oh, we should be 31st.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just wondering, are they sitting here right now the worst team in the league? I don't know the answer to that. But we all respect Eric. I think Eric does a great job. But that's where most folks have this team situated right now. And that's stunning to me as you go into the sixth year of Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski that this is where this team is.
It's not stunning when you wasted years on a quarterback decision.
Yeah, because of the quarterback.
The devastation you did by giving up all those first-round picks, whether you would have made good picks or not, you didn't even have the ability to do that.
Or trade
and
them
now,
for multiple picks.
And also, listen, when we talk about people who might be available, we're like, I don't know if they can afford to do that. I don't know if they can do that because they still got to pay Deshaun. So it's painful. That was a bad decision. It was a
you think
big swing and a miss. And that's why you're 32.
I can't really argue with it. But it's just sitting there in black and white and you think, wow, okay. Really true, huh?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is. And it's gonna make things interesting. I don't know. I'm looking forward to the preseason, maybe the highlight of the year.
Why do you say that? You really think
because
that?
There are question marks about what the future might look like. And I mean, if you want to see Shedeur Sanders, this is probably going to be your best shot right now, unless you have injuries down the road. So I don't know. I'm kind of geeked for tomorrow night. I want to see what Shedeur looks like. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I want to see if the media was kind of right or the teams were right about why he wasn't drafted where or why he was drafted where he was drafted. I want to see. I think everyone wants to see that. I do think fans would be excited to see that, you know, that the teams were wrong, that they made a huge mistake. Like, how did that guy fall that far? I think fans are rooting for him, and I think they're rooting to say, all right, every team, you were wrong. I don't know what they are.
A gentleman named Mo Moten from Bleacher Report put out his standings. What do you think teams are going to do this year? In the AFC North, he has the Ravens at 14-3, the Steelers at 11-6. He has the Bengals at 9-8. He has the Browns at 2-15.
Should we do a group size?
3-2-1.
He says unless Cleveland's defense can consistently score touchdowns, this team will win only a couple of games.
16, Jeff. 16 points per game. Get me to 21, and we got a shot every week.
Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He's coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps as the Browns getting ready to take on the Carolina Panthers tomorrow night.